The world surpassed 500,000 confirmed deaths and 10 million confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus. Greek authorities reported 10 new cases since Saturday afternoon, but no new deaths. Greece's tourism industry is entering the final phase of the restarting process on July 1st when the country's regional airports reopen for international travelers. As of today, 12-month operation cinemas reopen, as well as camps and concerts, always following rules for social distancing. Blanket restrictions of non-essential overseas travel will be relaxed in the UK from July 6th, ministers have said. Holiday makers are expected to be allowed to travel to certain European countries without having to spend 14 days in quarantine when they return. They are thought to include Spain, Greece, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Finland, Belgium, Turkey, Germany and Norway. The most recent extension to the network of the municipality of Athens included in the Grand Walk project is Syndrome Square. Works took place over the weekend with a reduction in the number of lanes for motor vehicles from 6 to 4. Ministers of Foreign Affairs Nikos Dendis has traveled to Tunisia today, where he will be meeting with the country's state and political leadership, the foreign ministry announced. Technopolis opens its door to the 7th summer camp of the municipality of Athens in collaboration with Art Figio Visual Arts Group for young children of 7 to 11 years old. The camp will be open daily from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. France was swept by a green wave on Sunday as ecology candidates won a number of major victories in the country's local elections. Early results suggested the biggest winners of the delayed vote would be the Green Party, while the election delivered the predicted blow to Emmanuel Macron's La République En Marche party, which has failed to take root locally since it was founded 4 years ago. In Paris, the current mayor and favorite, Anne Hidalgo, who has been engaged in a bitter three-way battle, emerged with a large majority, polling just under half of the votes cast in the capital. And the weather forecast, sunny night today, the temperature